everybody, welcome to Video Death Loop, the podcast where we watch a short video clip on loop until we just can't take it anymore. I am Aaron Littleton, and with me today is nobody. That's right, due to circumstances. Oh, those circumstances. Far beyond the control of either John or I, we were not able to get together to record a new Video Death Loop this week. But rather than let the podcast feed stand barren for a week, we decided to dust off an episode of Aaron and John Watch, which was the prototype series for Video Death Loop. It's the same thing. It's still John and I watching a short video clip on loop. Except in Aaron and John Watch, we had to watch the video for an entire hour. Unlike in Video Death Loop, where we can tap out whenever things just get a little too rough. We were really dedicated to just torturing ourselves, I guess. That's probably the best way of putting it, is just torturing ourselves. So we are going to be listening to the audio from episode 4 of Aaron and John Watch, which is where we watch the My Little Pony Friendship is Magic opening theme song on loop. Yeah, that happened. I was listening to it just a second ago. You will find we waste absolutely no time talking about horse gods, which means that we were ready for the current state of the show way back when. And when was way back when? Why? It was in April of 2014. This episode originally was released on YouTube. So kick back. You can still enjoy something very much like Video Death Loop. It's father. Video Death Loop. You are my father or child or something. The audio quality, not as good, I would say, as season 2 of Video Death Loop, but I'll do my best to clean it up. And we'll see you back here on this feed next week with a brand new episode. So we're going to start Aaron and John Watch, the My Little Pony Friendship is Magic theme song in 3, 2, 1.
Oh boy.
Hasbro horses, here we come.
I'm not looking forward to this.
Yeah, we'll see what happens by the end of this.
Honestly, this is the one that makes me think I might not make an hour.
Really? This is going to be the one that's going to... Captain N didn't do it to you at all?
Captain N had things going on.
I mean, I recall at one point I was trying to gnaw off my own arm during Captain N.
Yeah, well, that's not quite the same as just walking out of the room. You were staying. You were staying, at least.
I thought there was no man leaves behind, man.
I will leave you behind.
All right.
This is an hour of My Little Pony Friendship is Magic. It's about 30 seconds long, which means that we have to watch these damn horses 120 times before we get done.
Well, when you put it like that, it sounds like it's a bad thing.
It kind of is a bad thing.
So it's created by Lauren Faust.
Lauren Faust.
Faust.
Name?
It's a fun name to say. Faust.
All right, let's get the basics of the show. Purple Horse comes to town.
Hot air balloon. Yeah, rocking.
Is this canon?
Like, maybe.
Did Purple Horse come to canon?
Lots of horses now. Lots of horses flying around, talking, having fun, and pose.
Pose horses.
Pose horses. They're doing their different things. Mirrors, trees, bunnies, apples. Treehouse. And they're sending a letter
to God.
God. Pretty much.
Horse God.
But
the show is loved by Native Americans because it's got a horse god in it.
It's actually based on Hopi mythology. A few people know about that. Where this is actually what happens when you transcend into the fifth world. They think it's kind of a level plane. Mm-hmm. Where it's kind of like limbo or purgatory. No, it's actually just horses everywhere.
Just lots of colorful
Everyone becomes a horse. Different horses with little tattoos. I mean,
the bad girl horses.
I didn't write it. The Hopi did. I mean, they have dances for it. That's official.
Official. Official. You heard it here first.
Official Hopi dance horses.
It was underground knowledge for a while. But now we've let it out. Oh, God. I'm not going to pretend I know nothing about the show, because I'll know some things about this show. I don't like this show, but I know about the show. It's kind of hard not to.
Well, and I know things as well, and I admit I enjoy the show. So we are going to combine our two viewpoints together to show these horses sending letters consistently. Do they have anything better to do? Do they have anything better to do as, like, a status update? Well, planted the tree.
Do you think Spike requests confirmation that the email or the magic letter has been received? Like, Princess Celestia opens it up.
Oh, you think Spike's one of those? Like, where they just want to, like, please reply when you get this. This is need to know. Did you get my email?
Yeah, that's what I wonder.
There's actually just a dozen carbon copy emails. Like, it's blind carbon copy to Twilight Sparkle. Like, just to make sure that someone reads it out there.
I think if I were Twilight Sparkle, I would insist upon that. Because apparently...
That would actually make sense with the character.
It's what I'm saying. Like, her entire life is based around the fact that God Horse, like, lets her continue doing what she's doing. And if she's not... Okay, for what all she knows, her dragon says, I can send that to God Horse for you. And then he burns it. And that's all she knows.
If she hadn't met the horse god prior to, people would just think she's crazy. She's like that crazy lady who lives in a tree, who's like...
She writes letters and then hands them to her pyromaniac pet that burns them up. And she believes that she's communicating with God.
Whatever you do, just walk around that house. Just like, no, Halloween, nope, not happening. You're not going there. She may have good candy, but she may also make you talk to God.
Yeah, she's definitely the crazy horse.
I see what you did there, crazy horse. Ah, ha, ha.
Yes, that was completely intentional. Yeah. If it makes you think I'm smart, then believe that was the case.
Excellent.
God, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I wish an episode of My Little Pony would start.
It's very frustrating, actually, where we're just staring at it and nothing's happening. We just see the same things. It feels like we watch it already about 30,000 times.
I think we have. I think if you take a look at how many times we've watched it, we will have watched it 30,000 times.
Approximately. Call it right here.
Yeah, 30,000. Then as soon as God Horse gets her letter looks at the picture.
Is there just a lot of wind in the castle?
She didn't even write a letter. It's just a photograph.
Oh, God. It's like Facebook. It's like, hey, look at the picture of my fam, my friends. Tag them.
It's Instagram.
Oh, God.
For crazy ponies.
She would send a billion of them, and like each of them in different tones. Like, does the sepia tone look good? How about the mosaic? does it look better if we kind of crop out Fluttershy? I think it looks better if you crop out Fluttershy.
Oh my God. I don't know.
I mean,
Lauren Faust, what are you up to? What possessed you to make this show?
Hasbro. Money.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all right.
Pretty good things, actually.
I can forgive Lauren Faust.
Like, Hasbro's like, hey.
Made this show for money.
Well, I'm sure there's other reasons, too, to be fair. But, you know, money is a good factor. And Hasbro loves money.
That's true.
They, like, their primary factor is like, okay, does this make money? Yes, no, maybe. Always yes.
Okay, wait a minute. So Purple Horse moves to town.
Purple Horse moves into town.
And she's already got a house there?
Well, you know, she has connections. I mean, she talks to Horse God.
So the Horse God set her up with a house in town.
I mean, yeah.
Because if you look at... Well, hang on. Because this thing is 30 seconds long.
Yeah, we'll see it in like there is so much happening that we can't
we'll
talk about.
Like five
there's
seconds.
Her friends again.
Yep, there's her friends. One friend, pink friend, purple friend, yellow friend. Yellow friend. Again.
Go planet.
So look at that. That's a really nicely set
it's
up
pretty,
house.
I mean, I think the people who are not her friends in town probably whisper about, like, she comes for money.
So she's rolled into town, gets this really nice house.
Yeah. You know, pretty sweet gig.
I guess.
And a hot air balloon. She has her own hot air balloon.
I mean, she's barely. What's the pony age you have to be to get a hot air balloon license?
It unknown. I mean, like you, maybe they just give them out at birth, and maybe just people squander their hot air opportunities.
How old are the characters supposed to be?
I would assume at least an adultish age. I don't think it's ever represented
because
in the show.
One of the horses, at least one of the horses, owns her own business.
That's true. And one of them runs a farm.
Well, I mean, you can run a farm and be younger if it's like the family farm. But to own a business and manage, you know, your taxes.
It's pretty responsible. I mean.
So this is a show for presumably young girls whose protagonists are probably in their late 30s.
Yeah, you know, just getting by, like finally make it into the world, realism. I found my place. This is where I must be.
So,
which is apparently watching horse cartoons for an hour.
Ooh, boy.
Ah. So she kind of looks around, a little concerned, and then, oh, there's people there, kind of in this weird Sex in the City-like pose going on.
We're like, which makes sense, because they're all in their 30s and owning businesses, and they obviously have man troubles, because you never see any of them with a man.
No, that's certainly not.
So, oh my god, what if Horse God does want this to be like Sex in the City? Like, she tells well, Purple Horse to go out and have adult horse relations, and then write her back. Isn't that basically the setup of Sex in the City?
I guess so, but here, get this. Horse God's very bad at explaining this, and tries, and she's a horse god. She can do whatever she wants.
Right.
But, I mean, I guess Horse God is actually, but regardless, Horse God.
I think by the time you reach omnipotence, like, your dangly bits really don't matter.
No, true.
It can be god or goddess.
Yeah, I mean, like, as long as your hair waves and different multicolor, yeah. I think, you know, doesn't matter. But Horse God tells Twilight Sparkle, and just, like, it's like, go make friends. And that's the best way she can explain it, just through these weird, crazy signs that her dragon gets.
She really wants her to have hot sex and write back to her. But
every time I was like, no!
She's so at telling what she wants that she... Purple Horse goes out and just makes friends.
Well, I mean, she's great at everything, but you can't imagine her being actually great at everything. So just, yeah, just, it's just one fallacy after another, basically. It's like, no!
Whoever... I think that's a good point, is that if you are a god, you do not need to rely on other people for anything, really.
Pretty much.
So there's no impetus to learn how to communicate properly.
No.
So when you do get to that point where you... Because if you're a god, you can just make whatever you want or whatever. It doesn't matter. You don't need other people. So language must come really hard for Horse God.
Yeah. Pretty much.
It's just deep layers.
It's a level up their level. And again, this goes back to Hopi mythology, where they were talking about how the horse god had struggled communicating with the tiny horses around her.
Yeah, I mean, so I'm taking your word on that because I have zero knowledge.
I've read that on the internet. It's pretty much true.
Oh, okay. Well,
like, yeah, just, but yeah, it's a nice house, a nice neighborhood. Then, you know, she sending the same photo over again.
Yes. Every week.
Every time. Every time with the photo.
Princess Horse God goes to get her sex mail. And she opens it up, and it's just another selfie of Purple Horse and all her friends just hanging out, and she just sighs.
And, like, horse god guards are telling her, just subscribe to a magazine or something. It'll be easier, trust me. And she doesn't understand the words magazine. I mean, you know, she doesn't, you know. She's like, no, this is surely must be the way. This is how I will get my greatest joy, which is adult horse relations.
Real life adult horse.
Real life horse adult relation. Fanfic horses doesn't cut it anymore. she went through that phase. I mean,
did she?
Yeah. They all go through that phase. Writing horse relation fanfics.
All right, so Purple Horse comes to town and meets all these other horses, and then what? How do they become friends?
I guess through comedic
like really, how do they become friends?
Hang out. Like they just
hang out.
They just hang out. You know,
the first episode, them like texting. They're just chilling once or twice.
Well, they're all like. They're just, it's an evening on the town, and they're all kind of, they met up on meetup.com.
Oh, okay.
It's more like 30 plus horses.
30 plus single horses.
Yes.
That own businesses.
Which is owned, like, this was run, like, the moderator of this group is Horse God. It's another one of her ploys, actually. Like, but no males show up to it. Just, like, just single 30 plus lady horses.
There you go.
So. A couple of them, like, you know, they just kind of like look like make some pleasant conversation. Rarity's on her cell phone texting for a while.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, no, it's a very much a big problem.
How do horses text?
They just kind of chew until the letters.
Oh, they use their mouth.
They use their mouth. Like,
I guess
like,
that
they
would
can
be
blow. They can. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing what they can do as a horse, as a lady horse in Equestria in the fifth world.
Yes.
So, yeah, they just hang out for a while.
So their first meetup goes, I'm guessing, well enough that they want to have a second meetup.
Yeah, right? Like, you know, they post on Facebook. They can become Facebook friends or Dragon Book friends because apparently that's the only, I don't know how they send stuff out.
Okay,
this,
so the dragon manages all forms of communication.
Yeah, they go, Dragon Man, tell Rarity that I enjoyed our time out.
And then he lights that note on fire.
He lights a note on fire.
And you trust him that it went where it goes.
And occasionally he'll back, oh, Rarity liked that. Mm. And it's like, what does that mean? What are you talking about, Dragon? Oh, Rarity liked it. Oh, okay. You just take his word. You just don't question it.
He goes, like, capital L liked L. it.
It's like, do you want to poke back? It's like, that's still a feature? You can still...
So, all right, so their meetup goes well, they become Facebook friends, and I'm guessing immediately abandon the meetup site.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's
they
like,
don't need it anymore.
They don't need to meet up with horses, like other horses. They got their own horses to hang out with.
Yeah.
To which Horse God is
she's upset.
Not pleased.
No.
She has to talk to Horse God, too, the Night Horse God, about these problems.
And because now she's expecting to be able to use the meetup group to follow along with all of their sexy adventures, which aren't going to happen anyway because they're all hetero female horses.
Yes. Oh, she tries. She tries her damnedest.
But the meetup group is empty now because they've all abandoned it. So,
yeah.
But she doesn't want Purple Horse to know that she's trying to stalk her. So beyond her mandated letters every time she has a particularly emotional moment, so she makes a fake Dragon Book profile.
Oh, ooh. Well, like did she go to Ponyville and talk to Dragon, or does she make like special requests?
No, she tries to make up a horse that she thinks Twilight would enjoy. Like,
oh, just
knowing
the, oh,
on
oh,
Facebook.
Oh, she photoshops a horse.
Yeah, she just takes a picture of Derpy and makes a fake profile and puts all of her favorite activities are reading and telling all of my sexual encounters to Horse God and all of these.
And oddly enough, that's the current music too, like in the profile. It's really weird. Does it work?
Well, she sends a friend request and it doesn't get denied.
Oh.
But it's the limbo of after the request is denied.
Oh, I see. It's like, does she check her profile? Like,
yeah, she's left wondering whether Twilight has logged back into Dragon Book and has seen it and then just not responded to it.
But her
or whether she hasn't logged in at all.
But Dragon Book, her profile is mostly partially public because she keeps getting these photos and letter like little notes of all their fun adventures.
Yeah, well, maybe, but then. She wants to remind Twilight to become her fake friend and sends her a text that is like, or a message on Facebook that just says, like, sup.
that?
And you like, look like a cool horse.
And like Twilight mouth texts her, like, who's this?
No, she doesn't respond. No, because she looks in the fake profile. Has no friends.
Oh, that's
how you know.
And she's like, oh, it's a spam profile.
Yeah,
I don't want anything to do with
it. It's a spam.
It's going to sell me horseshoes and stuff.
Yeah.
And,
so that's how that goes down, and that profile is quickly abandoned by Horse God after she realizes that it's not. Although she does log in like maybe once a week just to see if maybe.
I mean,
maybe she's accepted her, but she never does.
You got a lot of time as Horse God to do that.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
you got things to do, but you can log in at least once a week.
Yeah, at least.
It's important. Social media is important for a Horse God.
I mean, she's got a lot of Twitter followers, but that's all, you know, above cover. Like, everyone knows that's her. She really wants the down and dirty details of what's going on in Ponyville.
Does she ever try to get other people to tell them of their horse details, or is Twilight her special project?
Twilight is the only person that she feels comfortable talking to. Because Twilight puts up with her speech impediment.
Okay, yeah. Like, the other horses have never, like, the guards have never heard her speak. To have heard her speak... is a sign as you were touched in the head, basically.
Yeah, because when she speaks, it doesn't make any sense. Again, because we realize there's no way she can have a good command of language.
Which adds into the whole lore here that, you know, like Spike talk, like sending messages to the horse god make everyone think she's touching the head.
Right, exactly. So. It's just that any association with the horse god leads you to be viewed with suspicion and something akin to hatred. Amongst the other ponies.
I could see that. I could see that. It's like, we don't... Like, you have a nice, pleasant dinner conversation. You're like, so, about Horse God? It's like, we don't talk about Horse God here.
Everyone just sort of gets really quiet.
And, like, drink your milkshake.
Looks to the side.
Like, kind of, like, look awkwardly left to right. Now, does Horse God see that she has friends and decides, like, maybe she can use one of them to enhance this, to make things happen.
Yeah, but you've got to go for the weak link.
So who would you think would be the weak link here?
Clearly, this is why
I'm making you decide. This is how it's going to happen.
The Fluttershy.
You think Fluttershy is
easily
weak?
Manipulated.
Soft-spoken, probably, like, you know, just...
Look, she cringes constantly. She's cringing.
Like, she's kind of, like, looking down, but she's still looking at you.
Kind of, yeah. Like that. Look, she's upset and cringing. She's cringing and sort of just leaning in, and it's not... She is definitely... If you need to get in and find out everything that's going on, you can strong-arm Fluttershy. Shyness is in her name.
Mm-hmm.
So... She makes a pass. She invites all of the horse friends up to Horse Heaven, which is where she lives.
Oh, sweet. Like, I think we just saw it fly by, but...
Yes. So they all go up to Horse Heaven, even though all the rest of the horses are pretty sure that
they're
Horse
dead.
God isn't real, or they are dead,
well,
or
they,
something.
They think that, like, occasionally Horse God will appear before Twilight. And mm-hmm. they'll be like, and they won't remember it. They don't remember it at all.
She wipes their memory.
Yeah, like immediately upon leaving. It's at the secret of the hair, man. Like, as soon as you see the hair, the guards think it's the first day on the job.
If you are
every day,
if you are a god that wants to be worshipped, this seems like a really bad idea.
Well, you gotta keep your PR up, man. The myth is more powerful than the fact.
Okay.
So the truth, it just. Like people are going to be disappointed when they realize that their horse god is walking among them with a speech impediment.
Hey, that's friend. That's what she sounds like.
Not so pretty.
So they all go up to Horse Heaven, and Horse God is watching. And when
always watching.
When Fluttershy, it's really noticeable that she's just staring at Fluttershy all night long. She's just standing in the corner. Her hair is waving. Her eyes are gigantic.
It sounds like Fluttershy is just like sipping a red Solo cup and just staring at
it. Yeah, she's doing anything to try and ignore the giant mystical horse
staring
in the
at
corner
her.
That is staring unblinkingly at her because she's using her magic god powers to make her eyes moist so she doesn't have to blink. Just whenever they get moist, her horn glows for a second and water appears on her eyes so she doesn't have to blink.
That's an amazing feature.
You can do that when you're God.
Man, I want to be God now. I want to be horse God. No way.
Then you couldn't speak and all you want to know, all you want to hear is about the one person that you like. You just want intimate sexual details about them. That's the worst. No, don't be
okay.
God.
Okay, just God then. Okay. Okay. Yeah, you're absolutely right on there. Does Horse God 2, the Night Horse God, I mean, that's the full name of it, by the way.
Horse God 2, the Night Horse God.
Does she help with this at all?
She is not involved.
Not at
she
all.
Is embarrassed. And not to mention, I imagine that Horse God 2, Night Horse God, probably has the hottest sex in the entire pony.
Probably. Season. Probably.
She's probably into some freaky shit.
She posts on Dragon Book, and like Dragon Book does wants nothing to do with it. She's like that's abuse. On Dragon Book.
Yeah. No, she's so super cool. She just puts up with her older sister's weirdness.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, that's my sister, the horse god.
Yeah, and she makes some kind of really lame excuse to be out of town during during the horse party in Horse Heaven.
Okay. So that makes sense.
Fluttershy finally, after nervously sipping punch all night long, she has to go to the bathroom. And she excuses herself.
Does Horse God follow?
Yes. As you might expect. So Fluttershy goes into the bathroom, goes into the stall. She gets on the toilet. And right then, all she sees is gigantic horn poking up over the top of the stall with some flowing mystical hair. And she knows that she's been followed. And
it's the stigmata, man.
Things are going to become uncomfortable because the horse god is standing directly outside her stall.
That's at least 10 times worse than the guy standing outside by the bathroom wanting a tip. that's pretty bad.
So what she hears, she hears, Shy Flutter?
Yeah?
You poop?
I don't think that's very nice to say.
You poop? Question mark?
Well...
Is question?
Well, it's the other one.
P.S. Is I God of Horse?
Yes, I know that. Please stop talking to me.
So, mutual friend horse, Purple.
Twilight Sparkle?
Purple Twilight Horse Sparkle.
Yeah, what about her? She's very nice.
Does have boyfriend?
What?
Purple Horse have boyfriend?
I don't think so.
Have girlfriend then?
I'm trying to go here. You know, go.
Maybe just one night stand.
I think I should go back to the party.
Business. No, we talk.
Business has passed. It's kind of done with now. So
I think.
Of course. I feel
better because no wear pants. Horses.
Oh, that would be very embarrassing. Horse god.
Uncomfortable. Yes. Uncomfortable, like deity standing outside. Stall. Am making uncomfortable meet you? Can maybe unmake you in a second.
Yes, what do you want?
Tell when Purple Horse boyfriend has.
Okay.
Send dragon mail. Write down dragon burn.
Horse god, you use Dragon Book?
No. Never seen that site. Have never logged on.
Did you
do make, not have fake profile.
Did you make a profile?
No, have no fake profile.
Okay. Well,
shut up or go to horse hell. You will.
Okay. I don't like.
The I words. Leave now.
I don't. Okay.
Clop clop clop.
Fluttershy stays in there for 2 hours.
Yeah, she does not come out for the rest of the night.
It's terrifying.
Everyone's wondering where she is.
No, they should think because she's utterly shy that she left the party early. So they.
Just makes sense. And so they all go home, and Fluttershy is still stuck up in Horse Heaven, up in the toilet.
Yeah, and like, you know, she'll make her way out finally. But regardless, she never tells a soul what just happened.
But she knows.
But she knows.
So all the rest of the horses get back. And I imagine they have some... Surely it's been an hour, right?
No, it's been at least...
27 minutes!
Oh, wait, really? Wait, 27.
It's been 27 minutes.
Okay,
Don't worry. It's 30 seconds long. All right. All we have to do is watch like 60 more times.
Lauren Faust, thank you for this. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, well, the other horses. Okay, like Fluttershy has had her time. She's up in horse heaven right now. We're leaving her in horse heaven. Let's talk about the others here. Like, does Horse God talk to them, or do they have their own thing?
Well, she's got it all wrapped. She's got all of her hopes wrapped up that Fluttershy is gonna... She feels that was a tremendously successful conversation.
Well, I'm sure she does. Does she post about it on her Dragon Book?
Or like she something? Just about does. Then she remembers that it's a fake profile and then deletes it right in the last.
No, she has the dragon come by and like she posts it and like, no, wait, delete that.
And she just unmakes the dragon from existence.
For a brief second.
It's not the dragon.
Oh, it's not the dragon.
No, it's another dragon. It's her. I mean, he can't be the only person that can post things to Dragon Book, right? There's got to be a ton of those little horses.
Oh, dragons. True.
Little dragons running around.
It could be the early days of dragon computing.
So there's less. I mean, there's a finite amount of them, but there's multiple.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you got to be, like, that. You look like a rich person if you have a dragon.
Yeah. And Twilight has no problem looking like a rich person.
Oh, yeah, in her nice, fancy library tree fortress.
Fancy-ass hot air balloon. She wrecks it. It's got full insurance on it, so it gets fixed.
Oh, yeah,
She didn't care.
No, she just goes around, like, crashing her hot air balloon into things for sport sometimes.
All right, I'll tell you something that's always bugged me about this show.
All right.
So, the unicorn horses have magic.
Yeah.
The Pegasus horses have, like, the power of flight. And from what I've seen, the power to manipulate weather, which seems just tremendous.
Yeah, from how I understand, Equestria, the Horse God Land, they can't control their own weather at all, so they have to manually push it everywhere.
Which seems insane.
It is. I mean, like, they have floods in some places.
What have they done? How have they screwed up their environment so badly that they have to, like, push their own clouds around?
This is what happens when you enter the fifth world. Things don't make sense. Up is down. Clouds just stay where they are. The sun is the only thing that it goes down at night. So Horse God,
yeah, because
the night
horse
god.
Gods magic it down, right?
Probably. Actually, that's a good point. That's a really good point.
They have control of the sun. Now the question is, does the horse god know enough about astrophysics to just make the horse world rotate so a different part of it is facing the sun? Or does the horse god literally have to move a star to make sure?
I think it's only the Earth, and the only like 2/3 of the Earth is actually a barren wasteland. Like after the sun is out of her horizon, it's anyone's fair game. It's like Mad Max with horses out there.
So the other side of the planet gets no sun.
Oh no,
ever.
It's a hell. It's a hellish land. Just
frozen.
Sometimes too hot. It just like
if there's no sun ever there, then it's always going to be frozen. It's never going to be too hot.
Very true. Very true.
So it's a frozen wasteland of death.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the horse god doesn't know enough to rotate the Earth.
she's
far
very,
too busy she, wanting to learn who Twilight Sparkle is giving who's
she's very
jobs
self-centered.
To.
She's very centered, self-centered around herself. Just
surely the sun rotates around where I live.
The night horse god. Just like she knows about this and she could fix it. But she's too cool.
She just lets it ride. She's got other things going on. She's in graduate school.
Yeah, a very, very tough time.
Yeah, she's just too busy. She doesn't have a hard time in graduate school.
No, she's quite enjoying it.
Yeah, but she just She just doesn't have time to deal with all of her sister's shit. And more or less, the world stays on track. I mean
like it's,
people don't die constantly.
Well, they don't die now. They were dying by the millions or previously.
Previously, she was really
bad at this. There was at least three seasons that were planned by Lauren Faust that it was just a nightmare escape. Hasbro would not let it air on their kids' program.
Do you think that's what the previous generations of My Little Pony were?
Yes.
They were Horse God's first attempt to create and maintain life, and it just failed so badly that in like a great flood-style wrath, she wiped them out and restarted with brand new horses.
After Horse God created seahorses, Horse God 2, the Night Horse God, had enough of that. Decided she reset the world. It's like, start over. I'll be back in 6 weeks.
Try again.
Yeah, there was an awkward few tries, but it seems to be coming together now. It's a good job. I mean,
she's got at least part of the planet somewhat livable with work. I mean, it's not something that maintains itself.
True.
But, I mean, if all of the citizens work really hard, they get to live.
Yes.
Because their god is super inept. But, I mean, that's good enough. That's good enough. And Night Horse God, the Horse God Knight 2, whatever her name is just leaving her alone for now.
Like, she's just studying her, she's studying astrophysics.
Yeah, maybe she can fix things when she finally gets her master's degree, if she doesn't decide to go for her PhD.
Oh, my God.
Which, knowing Night Horse God 2, she probably will.
There's so much to learn, though. I mean, they're just like, she's not done learning. She's 16 years in college isn't enough time.
No. And, of course, she's got her big sister to magic up money for her whenever tuition comes due. She's just like, hey.
She's actually the primary reason that in Equestria inflation has skyrocketed.
Because there's literally money coming into the economy that just was magicked into existence.
Every once in a while to hopefully help Twilight Sparkle get her man horse, she'll there will just be a rain of diamonds around the house. And think that maybe she'll spend some of that, but it just goes back, it just bleeds into the economy.
Yeah, well,
it's a hard time.
I think the ponies have got to realize that with as many gems are around as they find, because from what I understand, the dragon eats gems.
Yeah.
Like, gems are not scarce enough to have any kind of monetary value.
That's true.
I think the things that would have monetary value in this pastel nightmare wonderland is like anything that is like black or brown. It's just things that are not super bright colors.
Right.
Because everyone's eyes are constantly being burned out by looking. Like, every tree is this neon, insane shade of green that's vibrating. And there's, oh God, if there was just something like dark green I could look at.
That's why they go into the deep, dark forest, like the evergreen forest. And they go in there, and that's their vacation. They just chill and enjoy the dark colors.
They let their pupils rest for a little bit.
And then they hang out with the zebra.
There's a zebra?
Yeah, there's a like witch doctor zebra. Zecora, I think, is her name.
Well, that's interesting.
It is.
So she's not a horse. But no, she can talk.
She's sort
of a horse.
She can kind of talk. She has similar, like, I think she got banished from Equestria because from the horse god. Because she only talks in rhyme.
Mm.
So, like, she did something to offend the horse god.
Well, she had a command of language enough to rhyme, apparently.
I mean, her flow was raw, man. It was just, it was fresh. Super fresh. She had it like she had her own DJ for a while, and just like, you know, like rapping out those beats. And Horse God was jealous of that.
Yeah,
didn't want anything to do with that.
Like you do.
So banished to the forest.
Banished to the forest, where the Horse God will never go. Lord Faust.
My little pony.
At what part does this just stop hurting? That's what I want to know.
They're so happy. They're so happy to be hurting us right now.
She blew a balloon. Yeah, like, shakes her hair, kicks some apples down.
So there are a couple of horses here that are posing like a team here that we have not talked about. And that is certainly the pink horse.
Pink horse.
Who seems to want to party, or at least loves helium.
Yeah.
From what we're seeing.
Yes.
And we got the blue horse, which has the rainbow power.
Okay, that goes back to the point I was trying to make, which was that two of the three types of horses have unique things about them. And then the other kind, like apple horse, is just a horse. Like, there's nothing that she can do that the other types of ponies can't do.
But that usually implies that they have the power of, like, heart or spirit or...
They're the Mati of the horse world.
Yeah.
Yes, I knew the name of the person with the heart ring from Captain Planet without looking it up. What? We gonna fight?
Yeah, we're not.
We gonna fight on YouTube?
I had a Captain Planet thermos. It was awesome.
You had a Captain Planet thermos?
Yeah, I was the coolest kid in fifth grade. But yeah, no, like, she can kick. She can kick.
So could that horse.
Well, I mean.
So could any of them.
But maybe she's the kickest. Like, she takes
only
UFC
kicking. Only because she really hard. She had to work really hard to be able to kick. If she didn't work hard to be able to kick, she couldn't do it.
Yeah, she had a huge montage sequence, like in the, like, just like 80s. You gotta fight. You gotta kick.
The earth horses are really screwed over by this world.
Largely, yeah. But I think they kind of get by. I mean, all the earth horses, like of apple horse here, has, like, they have the farm. They have a tighter knit community than the others, probably.
So you think it's almost like they're a
gang?
A gang? A
gang. The apple gang.
Yes.
The apple gang.
I like that. And
apple mafia.
Is pink horse part of it?
Well, depending on how much I want to divulge on the show.
Yes. Pink horse.
Yeah, pink horse has to be on part of it.
The apple game. Let's face it. No one is watching this that hasn't watched all of My Little Pony. No one has made it this far.
True.
That hasn't watched all of My Little Pony. So they know.
Congratulations,
so divulge whatever it is you want to divulge.
Yeah.
I don't think
we are among friends here, or maybe among Horse God.
so they're, she's part of the gang.
She's part, like, yeah. They all have like secret
like a mob.
Yeah.
They're the mob. They're not the mafia.
Yeah, exactly.
The Horsioso.
And do you think, who do you think the leader of...
Right there! Like, old green horse!
Old greeny.
Old green... Oh, she is definitely the godmother.
Oh, just stroking like an apple or a cat or something. It's like, what do you wish of me?
Yes. The god horse. No, and then we've already got a god horse. Can't say that. The godmother horse. Godmother horse.
The god apple.
The godmother horse has got all of the normal ponies all wrapped up right under her hoof.
Oh, yeah. Has, like, all those businesses that are, like, you know, there's protection money.
Yes,
like,
they're all paying.
Like, you want to open that sweet shop here? Well, you better get sweet with us.
Yeah. It's a nice library you have there. It'd
be a shame if I checked out all your books.
And then didn't return them.
That's,
or pay late fees.
That is some hardcore shit.
So she's got, from my limited understanding, she has got a big tough guy that's always with her.
Oh, yeah. It's the...
that doesn't say much.
Like that red
horse
right there.
Exactly.
Like always in front.
That
just
guy,
like,
is the muscle. He's the silent muscle that kills who the godmother horse tells to kill.
Do you think he does that often? Do you think he pulls hits on a daily basis? Or do you think he kind of zone controls?
I think probably at first when they were establishing themselves, more often than not, you would find the giant horse out there killing people.
And you can't tell if he killed anyone because he's already red.
Yeah.
He could be covered in blood. You wouldn't even
seriously,
know.
That might not be his real color.
No.
That might
He could be a sinful blood red horse. Like, that's the weight of his sins right there. That was a horse god's doing.
Wait, the horse god is involved with the horseyosa?
No, just she knows of what they're doing, and she's mostly cool with it. She's mostly cool with it, but she's like, well, it'd be kind of cool. Like, she thought it would be kind of cool to make him red, like, from his sins. You don't question horse god.
No.
You don't mess with horse god.
So
you don't mess with the apple mob.
Is the apple mob at all concerned about Twilight Sparkle? Does she have to pay protection money on her library?
Well, that's a good question. It depends on, do they believe if the horse god actually exists or not? And if they do, they probably, maybe she, they see her as harmless anyway.
Yeah,
I mean, kind of leave her be. Because she's
got a speech impediment, and she's obviously a sexual deviant. And that's all they need to know. They can... Maybe they're preparing for the day that they overthrow.
They have a contingency plan, in case, like, you know, in case of Twilight Sparkle uprising. Open.
Okay, so they're shaking her down right now.
Yeah, they're gathering intel.
Okay, so they haven't moved on her yet. So going forward, that's going to be a really important plot point, I imagine.
Yeah, that's at least season 5 or 6.
Whether the Apple Mob is going to actually try and put a little pressure on Twilight Sparkle.
Definitely. But they're all... But they... Like, obviously a couple of the Earth Horses are playing nice here. Like, they're friends. At least so they seem.
Friendly enough.
Are they playing at friends? Or are they actually friends? And they... Will there be a point where it's like they... Like, fire up the Twilight plan?
Well, You've got Applejack, who, because she is related to the God Horse, is probably pretty high-ranking official in the horse mob.
Right.
So she's running an operation. She's running the intel operation.
Oh, yeah.
Pink Horse is her lackey. She is along for the ride. She does whatever Applejack tells her to do.
Yeah, well, she wears a hat, so obviously.
Yeah, she does. See, look at that face on Pink Horse. That is the face of duplicity. That is the face of evil. And all the other horses, they know enough not to question the Apple Mob when they come around. When they've got their eyes on a target, they're playing along with this. Can you imagine that first meetup?
When all of them showed up
and then two known mob members.
The two Pegasus, the Pegasi's, they're like, is that Apple Horse? Is that Apple Jack?
Yeah, and they just went along.
Just smile. Just smile. Don't let them know. Don't let them know.
they just went along. But, I mean, you know, maybe one night at some point during the evening, the Applejack reminded her that, you know, just sort of really subtly that she's still...
I own this town.
Yeah, she owns that town. She better stay totally in line or else she'll wake up with a human head in her bed.
Ooh, that's a rare sight. They know how to get one, but
yeah, because you get where I'm coming from there.
Oh yeah, I see where it is.
What's the Pegasi's deal then?
They're actually pretty chill. They don't try to do anything. I mean, they fly. I mean, like, if things go bad, they go to horse heaven.
They're the middle class ponies.
Yeah,
they're not gonna aspire. Yeah. To be more than they are, but they live a comfortable enough life.
They got decent jobs as web developers.
Yes.
Yeah, like, they're doing pretty good for themselves.
They're all just writing code. That's what the wing is good for, because they're that very articulate.
Yeah.
They can bend down, they can type. They could probably type really quickly with all of those, depending on if they have control over all the feathers. Because they've got their teeth and their feathers at that point. Type with, since we already learned they type with their teeth.
Yeah. So they can double speed, multitask.
Yeah, I mean, as long as they care enough to learn how to code, they probably have decent jobs out there waiting on them.
Yeah, just, but, you know, there's always a couple, like, the ones who want to do, like, I want to be something more, or I want to do something different.
I don't think Fluttershy is that pony.
No, certainly. But the blue one, the Rainbow Dash, she would.
Well, and Fluttershy's company is getting close to firing her, too, because she's still stuck in horse heaven.
Oh, man. Like, well, she texts in the bathroom stall. It's like, I'm very close to to leaving here. I should be in work soon. Sorry. How's the account going? You are 3 days late! I'm really sorry about this, but I talked to Horse God.
When you get back, see me in my office.
Okay, sir. I'm sorry.
Does the web development business that all the Pegasus work for, do they pay the Apple gang too? Or is that they have enough money to be able to
they're a startup company. They have enough of their own. They're going to fail anyway because there's not enough dragons to fulfill their request.
So they're making all these web pages or regular pages that they're trying to send out, and the dragons are just not there.
They're not processing them fast enough, and they're having trouble like trying to get all the pictures on one page. They can obviously only get one picture. We've learned that right now. And
just send it to one person at a time.
Yeah, it's not an efficient model.
They need a server dragon farm.
Yes.
It's a ton of dragons. Could you set up a network using only dragons? That's what I want to know.
That could be a question we find out in Hasbro Horses.
Hasbro Horses version 5. This time we'll talk about networking.
We're going to teach your children how to get their A+ certification. They're going to be whizzes at Microsoft Word by the end of the show.
Let's take a look at the standard network layer model. Now the physical layer is at the bottom and it's made up of dragons.
The top layer is also made of dragons.
Yes, it's also made of dragons. That's the dragon. The dragon presentation layer.
Let's talk.
Now, directly above the dragon physical layer is the dragon network layer.
We also
manages the...
We also have the Von Neumann dragon architecture over here. We're getting way deep. We're getting too deep. This is too deep.
But you could do it, though, right? I mean, like, okay, now dragons... Can they receive... A letter. This is important.
They can't receive
dragon, if dragon book is to work, we have to figure out how those dragons can receive a letter at the same time as they send a letter, or can they not?
They are secretive.
They're gonna be
okay. So that means they can send and receive, but there would be
so it's gonna be full duplex.
Yeah, you could and like how they receive is like they cough out the letter. So basically you could back up
the dragon. No, then if they have to cough out the letter to receive, they can't receive and send at the same time.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It is half duplex then.
Mm-hmm.
And these dragons are, every single dragon is a collision domain.
Yep.
That's true. Oh my god, I don't know how Dragon Book is going to work then. It's going to be really slow unless they can figure out some way. Maybe if you could modify the dragons to where they like poop out the receiving letter.
Horse Guy could do it, but she's trying to remember that she's not on Dragon Book. So she she's still undercover, and so she like she hears these cries from the people like, why can't my dragon poop out letters? And
please modify an entire species so we can have a website.
And Horse God's like, no, I need to concentrate on Twilight here.
Who won't tell me who she's screwing?
Oh god, I've got 10 more minutes of this to get.
You can do it. You can do it.
I don't know.
I think you can. I don't know if I can, but I think you can.
Oh god.
Okay.
Can we talk about more networking?
No.
Okay, so we've talked about the Earth ponies are in a mob, fly ponies are web developers, magic ponies are basically crazy because they talk to Horse God. Yeah.
Or run businesses. I mean, like that, like Rarity, the white one. She seems pretty stable. Actually, she's actually like she doesn't get involved in any of this. She's
got a small business.
She's doing great for herself.
Yeah, she's all right. Every year she goes on vacation. The other ponies wish they were invited, but it's just too expensive. They can't go.
Yeah, and like she has a great time. She shows her pictures on Dragon Book.
She sends back. Yeah, she has a dragon that she sends.
Yeah, it just
sends pictures back.
And they, you know, they all like her. I mean, like, there's nothing really, like, they just, it's like, oh, she's on vacation again. They make fun, like, kind of josh her about it, but they, you know, nothing offensive.
No, of course not. She owns business. What if you need a job? You can't really make fun of a person that owns a business.
You never know. Like, when Fluttershy loses her job, she's going to have to get another job. I mean, she's got to pony up for that.
Oh, that's a lame joke.
Yeah, thank you.
Back when we were talking about Sex and the City, I had to really withhold myself from making a Sarah Jessica Parker horse face joke. And I did! I did
good say it! For about 50 minutes.
Yeah, I held off for a while.
I'm proud of you. I'm very proud of you.
It just seemed too obvious, you know?
You know, you're absolutely right.
It was just right there, and everyone was staring you at it,
the face.
And the long horsey face. The long... Yeah. Yes, it was. And I just didn't do it.
Yeah. Well, I'm proud of you.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Everyone's just happy.
Okay, so how does everything turn out?
That's a good question.
So the mob eventually has to make a decision about Twilight Sparkle.
They do. Like,
what did they decide? They're gonna shake her down?
Well, they don't shake her down immediately. They have an interrogation with her.
Oh, so they pull up.
Like, they have a guy.
She gets in the car with
them. Yeah, get in the cart. Get in
the cart.
In the apple cart.
Being pulled by the big red enforcer.
Who gives her a look like, I can do this again. It's not the first time. I'm made of sin.
So she does.
Yeah.
And inside is it Applejack or is it the God Horse Mother?
It's the God Horse Mother.
The God Horse
And she's
Mother.
Gonna lie, you're gonna tell me all about the Horse God right now.
Oh God. So Twilight, what does she do?
She believes in the Horse God.
She reaches for her dragon, she's gonna send a message to the Horse God to hopefully get her out. But right as she reaches for the dragon, Pink Horse grabs the dragon and throws him out the window.
Oh man, that's hardcore.
She's cut off.
Ooh.
Or communication with the Horse God.
Well, she has no choice then to tell them all about the Horse God. Is this the time the earth ponies rise up?
Could be.
Like, even though they don't really believe in the Horse God, they're gonna rise up.
If they could quietly replace the Horse God
with maybe a sensible member that they know that knows to be existing, such as Horse God 2, the Night God.
Yeah.
Horse
God. Yeah. That. Yeah. Yeah. They think they have an easier time controlling Horse God 2.
Oh, definitely. She's in grad school. They can do whatever they want when she's in grad school.
So they're trying really hard to shake down Twilight Sparkle for any kind of information she has about the Horse God.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe through that conversation, they realize what the Horse God's trying to do. Maybe they realize that all the Horse God wants is sexy adventures. So they set up.
Now the God Horse Mother is not stupid.
No,
and she goes, "Have you gotten any strange anonymous friend requests on Dragon Book?"
Like, well, I think so. Yes.
Show me.
And she, well, you kicked out my dragon. What do you? I
can't show you. Turn around and get the dragon. Turn around. Yes. Red Enforcer, turn around. So they turn around and they go pick up the dragon. And they have the dragon regurgitate, not through its butt, but through its mouth. And the friend request
like a
that
dragon.
She's been ignoring for literally months at this point.
And the greeny horse, apple horse, was going, bingo.
We got her.
Yeah. And they triangulate that. They can do that. Through dragons.
They know.
They dragon-lulate.
Oh, well, they see right through it. These guys are thieves and criminals anyway. They know all about duplicity.
Right, right.
So they send a message back and have Twilight Sparkle accept the friend request. And then they post a message on Twilight Sparkle's Dragon Book page.
Going out on a hot date.
Sexy dude at behind the abandoned grocery store in the dark alley.
Horse God is already on this.
She's gonna be there.
Yeah. Oh,
she's
yeah.
She's gonna be there. So Horse God.
She's got her special God binoculars for this one.
God binoculars. She goes and she sets herself up on top of the building opposite the dark alley behind the abandoned grocery store.
and waits for the time. Not even because she's so inept at just knowing what other horses are like. She thinks this is a perfectly normal place to have a sexy date.
Right, right. Which means that the Red Enforcer horse is waiting.
He's got no problem at all sneaking up behind Horse God and lifting a hoof and bringing it down towards her head.
That's cold.
Right at the last second, though, Horse God turns and shoots a magic beam, right, at Red Enforcer, disintegrating him.
Gasp.
He'll never kill again, but she's immediately surrounded by Pink Horse, Applejack,
and a billion other Earth.
And a billion other Earth horses.
Yeah.
The melee ensues. Oh, Horse God versus
no
Earth
one is safe.
Horses. Late into the night, they rumble. And at the end of the day, 2/3 of the horse mafia are dead. But Horse God lays defeated on the ground.
Is there just like a slow hoof clap as Greeny Apple, the god horse mother, is just
makes
walking
her
toward
way through the crowd to stand
like,
over.
You think you could have best me? I own this town! Mother.
She immediately drops the mother part and just becomes God Horse.
Ooh.
Sets herself up in God Heaven, and locks the regular Horse God deep down in the horse dungeons.
Ah. Took a dark turn.
Yeah, it did. And it cost her dearly. Applejack, dead.
What?
Pink Horse, dead.
Okay, I'm okay with that one.
All of her family, dead.
Gasp.
So there's no one to carry on the God Horse Mother's legacy. It is a hollow victory at best.
So it's a Pyrrhic victory. Like, basically the only... Like, most of the Earth ponies leave town after that because everyone kind of gives them... All the web developers and the Pegasus, the unicorn just kind of look at them oddly. It's like, just time to leave town. Go hang out with the zebra.
Yeah, those that were involved in the actual assault do leave town. But otherwise, it's actually a pretty good time for regular Earth horses. They assert their domination over the magic horses and the flying horses. And equality is restored to Horseland.
Well, you know, somewhat happy ending.
No.
Oh?
Midnight. The first day.
Oh,
the
no.
Sun still shines high in the sky.
Oh, no.
Because no god horse has moved it away.
Oh, no, no. And the new god horse, to differentiate from Horse God, doesn't know how to change
she
that.
She has no actual powers.
Right, she just took over the throne. Like, it's a nice throne.
Yeah, she's definitely...
She sent like 20 Dragon Book messages the first day. That's basically the extent of her power.
So, as the days wear on, Horse God 2 doesn't notice because she's studying so hard. But the land of horses is slowly baked away.
Oh, if only.
Water evaporates. Plants die. Horses starve.
Where is Horse God 2, the Night Horse God?
She's too busy studying.
Ah. Oh.
She's just wrapped up in her own little world.
If only we didn't have full-time university students. We could have averted this tragedy.
We could have. So finally, eventually, Horse God 2 comes out and finds a dead world. There's just pony skeletons laying around. There's not a bit of water. She goes back up to Horse Heaven. She finds an unknown horse skeleton sitting in the throne. Not her sister's. Goes down to the dungeons and finds her sister, of course, still there because she can magic water wherever she wants.
And she just
still
sighs.
Alive.
She just sighs like, let's try this again.
Time for the reboot.
Like, okay.
Oh, Jesus. It's after an hour.
No.
We are done.
Oh, we are done? Okay.
We are done.
All right. Version 5 coming soon.
We killed all the horses. 2015. Yes, after
all
that.
The horses are dead, but they come back. They're like techno horses and stuff, man.
That's
like Cyberpunk, 20,000 and a horse.
Prediction, My Little Pony, techno horses.
Techno horse.
Our science.
The future. The end.